Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Ken Shepherd, along with Dana Lee. And the show's called Making Money in Real Estate When You Have No Money. Our call-in number today is 347-989-1329. I'm going to read a disclaimer, and then I'll go over a few other things, and we'll go ahead and get started. Please note this show is intended only for the listeners. All investment information contained in the show has been secured from sources Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepherd believes are reliable, but we make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy of the information. The views, opinions, conclusions, and other information expressed in the show are not the responsibility of Creative Flips Inc. or Ken Shepherd in any manner. Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepherd accepts no liability for the content of this email. I'm sorry, the content of the show, or for the consequences of any actions taken on the basis of the information provided in the show. Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepherd recommends that you consult with a financial advisor, attorney, accountant, and any other professional that can help you understand and assess the risks associated with any investment opportunity. Always use your strengths to fund your weaknesses. What we mean by that, basically, is if you have something where you could help somebody else and help yourself in the process, it's always good to do that. Deal making, if you don't have the money and somebody else needs a deal done and they have money to buy it, find what they want, get paid, and use the money for what you need. It's kind of just as an example. Website is www.creativeflips.webs.com. Telephone number 24/7 is 310-358-7087. Email fci@packbell.net. Twitter is @KenShepherd and Facebook is Facebook/KenShepherd and Facebook/CreativeFlipsInc. We usually have $300 to $500 million in process, depending on where we are. I've been doing this about 30 years. All the shows in the archives are free. Please tell everybody in the world to listen, download, play them for their friends, and join our radio audience and become part of our network in general. We've closed a lot of business. We have $80 million in closings on our website, many more that are not on there for confidentiality reasons. And we also did a soft proof of funds in the recent past for up to $500 million. One of the ways you can connect with investors is Ken R.E. Radio. That's KENREradio.com. Connect with over 150,000 investors at no cost and meet a lot of people and close deals and let us know whatever you close. So we're very happy to have you with us today. Again, KenREradio.com is a wonderful source, and we use it every day ourselves. And it's the biggest on the Internet, and we'd love you to become part of our community there. So thank you very much, and we're about to get ready in the show, so let's talk about the show today.
So I wanted to make one correction. Good morning to everybody. We hope you're having a wonderful week. We wanted to make one correction to the introduction, and that's that we closed an extra $100 million deal. That's on our website, and we've been talking about it. You can read about it there if you want to learn more about that transaction. We really appreciate everybody listening and want to tell everybody how much we appreciate your letters, your emails, your calls, whatever. Getting in touch with us, letting us know how you're doing, because we do this show for you. We do this show to help people figure out how to do better and not spend a lot of money. I talked to a guy yesterday that spent over $100,000 on real estate education and is being put into deals that are not good for him. We recommended that he back away from those deals, which he's going to do. I think if he does, fine. If he doesn't, that's his choice, but we gave him our thoughts. We do this to help people fully understand the landscape of the marketplace and how money moves and why money moves and how to get deals funded and all those kind of good things. So Dan and I are constantly talking about what we think are subjects that we should discuss and what would be pertinent to all of you guys. And so we felt that one of the areas that seems to be coming up over and over again is the area of capital and how to arrange capital for your transactions. So I think the header to the whole thing is capital is everywhere. And we say that because everywhere you go, whether you're in a market, whether you're in a gas station, or whether you're in a golf course, wherever, a lot of places you go without even realizing it, you're around people with a lot of money. Also, there's an enormous trillions and trillions of dollars are available through the Wall Street and various other sources all over the country, from private investors, private lenders, equity players, people like that, that are constantly looking for new opportunities and new deals. Because if they don't put their money to work, they're not making any money. So it's very, very important for them to keep their money moving. When you do a loan with somebody, and it's a three-year loan, and you pay it off in a year, they have to find another place to put your money. Sometimes that's why they ask for an exit fee or a penalty on a prepayment basis or other kinds of things, because they want to be able to get a higher yield on their money, whether you finish the full term of the 3 years in my example or not. But what's really, really important is that hopefully you grasp that, and maybe this show will help you grasp the amount of capital that's out there. Capital is constantly seeking deals, constantly, all day, every day. The caveat to that is the deals have to make sense. They have to fit the metrics of the investor. Some guys like equity. Some like debt. Some don't want either. They want to be a partner. They want to be. They want to do bridge financing. They want to do a lot of different things. They want to do construction loan. There's every kind of financing out there, but you have to know how to look for it. And when you find it, you have to know how to approach it. And a big part of once you reach the people that are actually the capital, knowing how to have them become comfortable with you, so that they want to work with you, and they want to reach out to you.
Well, I'd like to quote you, Ken.
Yeah.
One of the things that you said that really has stuck with me is you said there's an enormous amount of capital out there seeking sufficient underwriting. So
that's right.
That was very clear to me that risk mitigation for lenders, of course, is job one. So you can, they can put want to put their money out on the street all day long. But unless you're willing to go the distance with the details, you can see yourself missing out on leveraging other people's money.
That's right. And I think it's also very important to understand when you're dealing with an investor, think about if you were on the other side of the table. And I think a lot of this only happens with experience. I think, you know, you learn more through doing than you do through education. Education is great, but once you get in the real world, it's different. When you're, you know, having conversations about anything, it doesn't matter what it is, and you get educated in that specialty. Then you go out and you apply your skill sets into the marketplace. It's very different than going to school. Same thing holds true with real estate. What we say to people is, please get the education. Get it from us, get it from whoever you want, but get educated and get knowledgeable about what you're dealing with and the kinds of people you're dealing with on a daily basis. These people are very sophisticated in many cases, and in some cases not sophisticated at all, and they still have a lot of money. Maybe they inherited $50 million, and they're about as unsophisticated as the first time they ever, I don't know, they're just very unsophisticated when it comes to real estate, if not business in general. People that are that have trusts that their parents hand them when they pass away sometimes have no idea how to handle a trust, and many times need the help of legal and stuff like that to get through it. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of capital available all over the place. And let me give you a perfect example of what happens. We belong to and I write a lot on different websites, and I think it's important to have your name and brand out there. Just from a time to time, I write on different websites. And I don't write to get paid. I write to give help. And I recently started writing more and more on this one website, a website of the real estate business. It's called Bigger Pockets. So I have no idea who's reading what I write. I have no idea who's reading my profile, but I do know when people get in touch with us. And I had a guy reach out to me recently that found us on Bigger Pockets. They're an investor. They have a lot of money to spend, and they need to spend it right now. So they contacted us very politely by email. We then set up a time to speak. We spoke yesterday. We exchanged some stuff with them that we felt was good for them. And this morning they came back and told us they want to do one of the deals. That's how fast things move. They're sending it upstairs for underwriting and really like this deal a lot. And it's about a $2.5 million deal, maybe $1.5 million for a property in the southeast, 70-plus unit apartment building that is partially finished and needs the rest of the financing to finish it. The guy's invested about $1 million, and he found himself in the middle of the project without the rest of the capital. So these things happen all the time, every day, all day long. They happen to us, and they happen to others all the time. They will happen to you, and they can happen for you. There are people all over the Internet that are, if you just Google investment capital in real estate, you will find people with those keywords, hedge funds, private equity, private debt, banks, all kinds of places that have money that they need to put to work. Because remember again, if they don't put their money to work, they're making no return. And there are some people that depend on that for their livelihood. They depend on that income because either they're retired or whatever, and they need that income in order to survive in the way that they've been living and not change anything. So, and a lot of the people that have capital that they're deploying are deploying capital that's been put in their hands by other people so that they can spend that capital on wise investments because they have a track record or the people trust them, and they're putting that capital to work, and they're making money on it, and the people that give them the money are making money on it. And at the end of the day, they need deals. And I can't express upon you guys enough the importance of making sure when you make your deal, you present it in a way that investors will understand what you're presenting. What I mean by that is make it simple and sweet. Like when we find a deal and we underwrite it and we look through it and we decide that we want to do something about it and we get all the proper initial documents ready, then and only then do we start really marketing to whoever we feel would be best for it, unless we're going to do it ourselves or partly ourselves. And no matter what, unless we're doing the whole thing ourselves, we have to write a quick and simple narrative, talking about pages and pages and executive summaries and all that. I'm talking about something that could be read and understood in less than 30 seconds. We do it all the time. We're happy to send anybody that wants a sample, okay? Just write us an email, and we'll send you a sample. It won't have the names or anything, but it'll be a generic expression of how we present a deal, okay? Once we present the narrative, either somebody says yes or no. They say no, you find out what do they want. What do they want? If that doesn't work, what do you want? If they say yes, then you make sure you have all your documents ready to submit immediately. Because if you don't have your documents then and you're then waiting a week or two to submit your documents, they move on to other stuff where people are more prepared. There is enormous amount of people also chasing this capital. So you have a lot of capital out there. You have a lot of people with deals out there. They're all trying to find each other all day, including us. People coming to us for capital. People we go to for capital. And it's a constantly revolving circle. So I think it's really important to understand that capital is everywhere, okay? That's really the subtitle of this episode. Capital is everywhere. I was talking to a guy we recently had on the show. His name is Brian Stark. He was on about 2 or 3 weeks ago. We talked to him the other day. He was saying he went to a seminar in New York, and one of the main topics of the seminar is we have so much money and no place to go. No place to go because we don't have enough deal flow that fits in our criteria, so our money's sitting in the account and earning nothing. And we're having to pay overhead and all the things that you have to pay to keep a business afloat. So what we're saying to you guys is understand that when you say there's no money around, I can't find the money, the money is all over the place. You just have to know how to find it. And when you find it, you'll know you found it. Because what you need to ask people is, when you talk to them, say, are you a direct lender or a direct investor? That's number one. Yes or no. If you're a direct investor, great. If you're not a direct investor, are you a next to the direct investor, or are you more than that, further away? Because if they're next to them, that means that they're able to talk to the person that can write a check. If they're not next to the person that can write a check, then you have to get through that process by having them sign non-circumvention, non-disclosure agreements, peeling away the layers of the onion, and eventually getting to the person who can write the check or the person who's next to the person that can write the check. That's how we operate every day. That's how the investment community operates every day, whether it's real estate, business, doesn't matter. It's all the same. And there's different ways that we've mentioned to you about making sure you know you're talking to a check writer or somebody that's next to a check writer. There's documents that you can use. There's ways we go about things. We'd be happy to share it all with you if you just ask, so you can see how we operate and then you can operate accordingly. Okay?
And it's kind of a small world. The investor and money, the funding community is kind of a small world. Just like if you're on LinkedIn, you know how many millions of people are on LinkedIn. If someone keeps going on there and saying they have X, Y, or Z, and people write to them and find out that they don't have X, Y, or Z, then that gets around on LinkedIn. And you hear, well, look out for this person. They really don't have what they say they have. Well, that happens in the lending community all day long, every day. There is one company that I won't name that has come up several times in the past couple of months as being a company that may be on the way out because they say they'll do a deal, and then they, for whatever reason, or they change the terms of the deal, you know, in the 11th hour. And so when you're talking to companies where that starts to happen to you, then you're going to tell somebody, and they're going to tell somebody.
Right.
And it's going to come up in conversation. So be
that's
aware
all,
and listen.
And that's all about your reputation. Okay, and that gets back to making sure that you're always honest with people. If you have what you say you have, you won't have those problems. But if
and
you
your
don't,
reputation is your brand.
That's right. And you will have problems eventually if you keep saying to people that you have something you don't, because we live in a world of information and technology, and it can move very fast. And people can find out very quickly, and people can learn about you very quickly and find out things that you don't even know they know, and then you'll wonder why. But so always be honest. Everything else. So Beth, well, let's stay on the subject here.
Okay.
The subject. I think it's great to go off subject. I think it's wonderful, and all these things are great. And what we want to say in this show today is, please get in your mind that capital is everywhere. Okay. Here, it's around the world. There are people all over the world that are trying to figure out how to invest properly and make sure they invest safely. Okay? And it's your job, if you're looking for capital, to make sure that you learn how to do that. And the only way you learn how to do that is to go through that process. We've done about 200 shows, listen to all our shows. Please listen to everything. It's all free. It's all designed to help you with our over 50 years worth of experience, just to give it away. We don't charge anybody anything to listen to what we do. It's all downloadable, and it's designed to be as accessible as possible everywhere in the world to anybody that wants it with no cost whatsoever. Now, the thing to also remember is when you're talking to people with capital, they're just like you and I. They're people, okay? So they're trying to make logical decisions. They're trying to be straight up about how they work, and they're trying to get things done, okay? If to think that their process is otherwise, it's just not true. I talked to a CEO of a merchant bank the other day, All he talks about is how much money is on the street. It's so ridiculous how much money is out there now. So they want a return. You want to work the best deal you can with anybody that wants a return. And, of course, they're going to ask for more than maybe you want to give, but maybe they'll ask for something and you'll feel, you know what, something's better than nothing. And even if they take 50% of my deal, it's 50% that I didn't have before, and I could have one more deal that I do. And the more deals I do, the more experienced I become. And the more experienced I become, the less I have to have people that I have to pay more money to. And the more they want to give me their money, and the less they'll charge me for it. And it's just the way it's just the way it goes. And
I would like to mention one specific capital that we talked to the other day. That is a beautiful thing. I remember the guy we talked to that was talking about going down to a 580 credit score and no doc.
Oh yeah, that was great.
Share what you will about that conversation.
Well, we found this guy. I don't know how they found me. As I said, we do a lot of branding, and we're always out looking to have people get closer to us that we want to work with and want to work with us. And we recommend, by the way, at least in my case, that you send emails rather than phone calls, because I'm really not as good with phone calls as I am with emails. I want to be, but I'm not. And so email is best for me. Anyway, the point is somehow they connected with us, and I don't know how they found us or what kind of list we ended up on or how we ended up on the list. But this was a company that is extremely well-heeled as a investment firm in single-family fix-and-flip property and short-term holds like 3 years. Okay, like for rentals where you have it for 3 years and then you want to either sell it or you want to refinance it to longer terms or something like that. So we talked to this guy, very, very bright guy, comes from Wall Street, and they have a lot of money backing them. I know the people that back them, very, very strong backers. And so they decided to get more and more flexible to attract more and more people to their business. And watch what they do. You find a property. This is just one example of what they do. This is how important it is they put their money on the street. You find a property, it's worth $100,000 repaired. For whatever reason, you picked it up for $1,500. Okay? It cost you $10,000 to fix it up. You've put out $11,500. You raise that through investors. Let's just say, I'm just making up a story. They will give you $50,000 on day 31 from the time you purchased the property. Think about what I just said. You put out $11,000, you get back $50,000 on an asset worth $100,000 on day 31.
And guess what? That's borrowed money, so according to my guy, it's not taxable.
No, it's not taxable. And the interest is write off. And when you finally sell the asset or don't owe any money on the asset, you know, there's taxable issues there, but unless you're doing a trade, and this gets into stuff with CPAs that you have to talk to. Theory is this. The theory is you buy a house for $1,500. You got it at a tax sale auction. Like, we know a guy that did this the other day. By the way, Dana, we still need his documents.
True.
$1,500. Worth $100,000. You got it for $1,500. Thank goodness for you. That's great. Okay. Now, you spent $10,000 to repair it. Okay. Maybe you even got that money from an investor or a friend. Okay. They said, I'll give you the money for 6 months, 10% interest. You fix up the house. Now the house is all fixed up. You call these guys. It's day 26 from the time that you purchased it. And you say to them, I've owned this house for 26 days and I'd like to refinance it and pay off the loan or the money that's been invested, or my money that I've invested, or whatever. And they say, okay, we can give you up to $50,000 gross loan before we take out our costs and fees, so you'll net probably in the high 40s, okay, in cash, on day 31. Now you can resell the property and make even more profit. You can keep it for a rental. You can do anything you want to do with the property. You still owe back the money, but they take people from a very, very high credit score, over 700, all the way down to a 580. And 580 can be people that have had bankruptcies, repossessions, all kinds of stuff. So they're really willing to work with people that have almost any credit issue. They can't be a criminal or something, but they have to have a reasonable story for any credit issue. Their investors told them less than a 580. It's like, you guys have been doing stuff with no credit score. You can't do that. So they came up with a 580 minimum. That's not hard to meet. Most people you'll meet on the street have at least a 580. You probably have at least a 580. Maybe you don't, but maybe you do. The point we're making is 31 days afterward, not 6 months, not 3 months, not a year, 31 days afterward, you can pull that cash out. So now you've made, let's say they give you $45,000 net. I'm not saying that would be the number, but let's say they write you a check for $45,000. You pay back your $11,500, and you just made in your pocket tax that's not taxable now because it's borrowed funds, $33,500. That's not bad. $33,500, and you have $50,000 equity. So you really made $83,500. Okay? You just cashed out part of your equity and left the rest of it in the asset. So what we're saying and what we're trying to say is that whether you're talking about a single-family small property or whether you're talking about a $50 million deal or a $10 million deal or a $100 million deal or more or less, it doesn't matter. Capital is everywhere. It really is. You just have to make the capital comfortable with what you're doing. And by the way, from the initial time that you present your deal until the time you get the check for $45,000 is generally 15 days or less.
Wow. Wow, 15 days or less to get 50% of my value out of a rehab. That is, if I remember correctly, a 3-year term, but amortized over 30 years.
Could be. They have a 30 due in 3. They have a number of different ways to do it. So hopefully this is giving you some help. We have about 90 seconds left. Anna, can you tell people how they can get in touch with you, please?
Yes, certainly. Reach out to us, dealswithkd@gmail.com, or give us a call, text us at 269-849-9510. As always, please kindly include your name, your phone number, the best time of day to reach you, your email address is very helpful, and how we may be of service to you.
What's really important is that take action. We talk about it all the time. You can get all the education in the world. You've got to get out there and take action. And in the process of taking action, there are going to be things that are going to happen that you're going to learn from. Some are going to do right. Some you're not going to do right. I went through that. Dana went through that. We all go through that. Okay? Just make sure you have a team of people around you to help you every step of the way. We're happy to be part of that. We're happy to help you with deals. This is about deal making for us. Okay, the education is fine, but at the end of the day, it's about can we close deals with you? That's what we want to do, and everybody that you know and that we can work with. Thanks very much, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate everybody listening around the world, and we look forward to speaking with you again. We're going to be off air about now, and we're still on air, but we're about to lose our airtime. We just lost our airtime, so, of course, in the archives. And we look forward to speaking to everybody next Wednesday if you're in the United States or traveling overseas. And from the United States, have a fantastic 4th of July. Always remember our soldiers in the United States that are around the world fighting for our freedom. Take care and have a very, very wonderful rest of the week. And Dana, I'll call you back offline.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.